آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
دنیا بھر میں جب لاک ڈاؤن ہونا شروع ہوا تو لاکھوں کی تعداد میں لوگ ودیشوں میں تھے، راستے بند ہو گئے تھے، اڑانیں رد ہو گئیں اور یہ لوگ وہیں کے وہیں پھنسے رہ گئے۔ بھارت میں بڑی تعداد میں ٹورسٹ جگہ جگہ پھنس گئے تھے، ودیشی ہونے کے ناطے بہت سے لوگ انہیں سندیہ کی نظر سے دیکھ رہے تھے۔ ہوٹلوں نے انہیں باہر نکال دیا تھا، ان کا سامان پھینک دیا گیا تھا، لوگوں نے انہیں دتکارنا شروع کر دیا۔ ممبئی کے شبھم دھرمسیتو نے جب اپنے سامنے ودیشی مہمانوں کو در در بھٹکتے دیکھا تو انہیں ایک ہی بات یاد آئی، اتیتھی دیو بھوا۔ وہ تن من اور دھن سے پچھلے قریب 2 ہفتے سے بھارت میں پھنسے ودیشی ٹورسٹوں کی مدد میں لگے ہیں۔ ان سے بات چیت میں ہم نے جانی بہت سی کہانیاں۔
Tell me, how did you meet these foreign tourists in India which you were helping? What's the story behind it?
So I make travel films and I was there in Jaisalmer with 2 of my French friends, and this is just before the Janta curfew. I think it was 19th, and then suddenly everything started falling apart. Like, you know, people were suddenly panicking, the locals were suddenly panicking about the cases of corona, and they were thinking that all the foreigners who are coming from different parts of the world have corona, because most of them have only half information about it or less than that. So everything was going crazy. A lot of foreigners, like almost every foreigner, was thrown out of the hotel or hostel they were staying in Jaisalmer. And, you know, there was a big panic attack because they were throwing out of the hostels, and there was a news that from next day the transportation is going to be stopped. So most of the international tourists have no option because they didn't have a stay or the transport also. So I decided that moment on like 20th or 20th March that I should do something for them, and then I started using my social media, my Instagram, to see if there's any help anyone can provide. And then I gathered some people in Jaisalmer who were thrown out of the hotels and they were panicking. So I gathered around 7 to 8 people in Jaisalmer. Then I booked the last train like on 21st, just a day before the curfew started, to Delhi, because I think Delhi is a good option because there's embassy, and if there's any emergency flight, vacation flight, they will happen from Delhi. So I got in the train, I booked the train, and then I found more people. And now we are around 12 people from Spain, France, South Africa, UK, and Czech Republic. Then we came to Delhi on the day one of the curfew, the Janta curfew. And then I called like 50 to 100 places in Delhi, but all the places were closed. Nobody was opening. The moment when I say I have foreigners with me, they say we don't take any foreigners anymore. Or they were closing down. So then after calling all the places, I got to know about this place called Dat Stop, D-A-T-S-T-O-P. It's in Vasant Kunj, that is very close to the airport. And I found this place and I talked to the owner and I told him all the problems. And then he was very welcoming. And then the Janta curfew day, I think that was 22nd March. 22nd March, we came here. And then we came here directly from the station. And then I found more foreigners stuck in this hostel. Then I got to know a lot of stories from these guys. A lot of their friends are stuck all over India. So I just put up an emergency message on my Instagram that this is my phone number. And if anyone's stuck in any part of India or any other country, please contact me through WhatsApp or call. So that message went viral. Okay. Like, everybody started sharing it. All my friends and many famous people in Instagram started sharing it. And it became viral, and I started getting calls every day, like 100 calls, 200 calls every day.
Okay.
And messages. Then I started helping each one of them. And now, so far, I have helped around 300 people in India.
All around the country?
Yeah, from Goa, Bombay, Banaras, Bangalore, Kolkata, Darjeeling, Dharamshala, Rishikesh, Banaras, Agra, Jaipur, everywhere.
So did you find places
now? Yeah, so I use my local contacts to find some places, some safe hotels or safe places that they can stay during the lockdown, or helping them to come to Delhi with special permission. most of the people didn't have the information. Like, they didn't know how to travel, like how to come to the airport or how to, like, you know, you need a special permission from the embassy. So all these things, most of the people don't know. So I gathered all the information and I started sharing it around with all the people who are stuck. And now many people have left. Like yesterday, we did an evacuation for 12 people in Delhi. Every day we are evacuating for like 10 to 2 people. But there are more cases coming, who people who are still stuck in India. So we are helping them also. Yes, this is story.
So when you say evacuated them, what do you mean? They were stranded in what way?
So basically a lot of people are stuck from Europe, and for the Europe only the French, the Paris flight was happening since last 3-4 days. So we were talking to the French embassy and the flight people if they can take the Spanish people and the UK people and the American people, and then we try to get them seats because a lot of flights were going empty, like only half of the flights were full. So we try to get these guys into the Paris flight, and from there we try to look for other flights flying from Paris to New York or London and other places.
Has any of them
are dropping them to the airport.
Yeah. Has any of them reached back? Have you heard from any of them?
Yeah. I think more than 40 people have reached.
Did you get any thanks message?
Yeah. Mostly texts and phone calls and videos of their home.
Uh-huh. So what do they say? And how does it feel?
They're very thankful. They say thanks a lot, and then they're really happy and sending all the cool photos of their houses. Because most of them have like a countryside houses. So they send me nice videos of them chilling in the farm, and I'm being like, why? Because I'm in Delhi.
Can you share one or two stories which were really heartbreaking, which were when people were very disturbed or...
Coffee, yes. So there was one story in Jaisalmer only. This South African girl, she went to desert safari for 3-4 days. And then when she came back to Jaisalmer from the desert, she found her luggage thrown out on the road.
Okay.
Like the Hodi people didn't even let her take the luggage. It was thrown out in the street. Even though if she was staying with them for so long, they threw her stuff out. And then, you know, she was crying, and then somehow I met her, and then I had to calm her down, and then I took her hair, and now she's staying with me here in this hostel. And there's one story about this guy. He's from Italy, very old guy.
Okay.
He's been coming to India since last 50 years. Okay. And this time, when this all happened, you know, he was sleeping on the benches or public parks and all, because he didn't get a space to sleep also. And there's one couple in Agra who were not getting food. They were staying in a guest house, but the guest house staff was gone. So they were staying in a guest house and they didn't have food. So they were only eating water and biscuit.
So are you getting help from others too in this cause, or you are doing it all alone?
I'm doing it mostly alone. Like, I'm the first person they're contacting me because my phone number is there. Then there are some people from different parts of India, like Goa, Delhi, Gujarat, who wants to help. So what I'm doing is I'm making different WhatsApp groups, Delhi WhatsApp group, Goa WhatsApp group, Mysore WhatsApp group, Bangalore WhatsApp group. And whoever needs help, I'm first talking and seeing what do they need. If I can help them, I help them. If they need any local support, I'm putting their number in these WhatsApp groups. And these with my friends, they are helping these guys. And this one case from Bombay, the six Philippine girls, they called me and they were crying because during this lockdown, now most of the big hotels are open, like Hyatt and all. So these Philippine girls were staying there for some time, and it was so expensive that they ran out of the money. They didn't have money. So they called me and they were crying, and they're like, please, sir, give us stay because we can sleep on the street also. We don't eat food and this. So I booked them a hostel in Santa Cruz, Bombay, and I'm paying for their food, stay, medical supply and everything. So they are staying there still now. It's been like 6-7 days they're there. So I'm paying for everything for them. Their stay, food, medical supply, whatever they need.
What do you think? How long will this go?
So this might end in 14 days and the airport might open, but international flights I'm still not sure of, because I'm going to airport almost every day. and only the special flights from the embassies are working. The normal flights are not working.
So are these embassies helping?
They are not completely helping. You know, they are guiding them to, you know, that you take care of yourself, that the flight will let you know. There's only that help. And different embassies are doing different stuff. The flights are very expensive. Let's say the normal flight to France cost, the normal flight to Spain cost you around 200 euros, okay? But during this time, they're charging more than 1,000 euros, more than five flights. So people who, the evacuation is not free. They have to pay like five times or six times more money. So many of them don't have so much of money to stay in a hotel like Hyatt and then pay so much money for the flight. So there are many issues. Only few countries like Malaysia and one, two countries are giving free flights. Most of them are not giving any free flights. They have to pay a lot. So even a lot of people are reconsidering to stay in India and go later.
Well, you are doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, because like India is famous for the hospitality. Apne waha pe bolte hain atithi devo bhava, guest is God. So like I really wanted to, you know, take care of this. Yeah. And there's also, I'm starting a crowdfunding for these people because I'm running out of my funds. I'm using my savings.
Thank you, Shubham.
लाइक करें, शेयर करें या कमेंट करें, SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर फॉलो करें।